With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians celebrated the tribe's recently won federal recognition in Great Falls this weekend. YPR News' Olivia Reingold reports.
Hundreds, if not thousands, showed up to the celebratory dinner in Great Falls Saturday. Randy Painter, an enrolled Little Shell tribal member, says she came all the way from Northern California for the event.
This isn't about what we're going to get. The entire thing is about identity. And it's so valuable. And I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
The Little Shell first pushed for federal recognition during treaty talks over 100 years ago. Without it, the tribe wasn't recognized as a sovereign nation or eligible for federal dollars. Now the tribe is guaranteed a land base and federal resources from agencies like the Bureaus of Indian Affairs and Indian Education. That's after the tribe gained federal recognition through the National Defense Bill last month. The tribe's chairman says the Indian Health Service has agreed to provide health care for tribal members at existing facilities once the tribe provides its enrollment files. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold in Great Falls.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Corps member. State and federal wildlife managers are offering a first-of-its-kind summit on grizzly bear education in Helena this week. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Sarah Silty is a grizzly education coordinator for state and federal agencies. She says it can be hard for people to know where to get education on protecting their farm or livestock from bears or how to safely recreate in bear country.
They don't know where to find what they would consider trustful or reliable information. So one, we're just compiling all that in one place. And then we're going to look at what's being used and is effective and what's not effective. And can we measure effectiveness?
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is bringing together groups across the state involved in human bear conflict education to make sure they're using consistent messages. The summit in Helena will also compile a catalog of education offerings and other resources ranging from grants for electric fencing to bear spray demonstrations. FWP plans to also identify groups agencies say they're not educating enough, such as river recreationists and mountain bikers. FWP hopes to compile a report for the Governor's Grizzly Bear Advisory Council as well, so it can factor the information into its future recommendations for the governor. Rocky Mountain Front rancher Trina Bradley sits on the council and put on her own education event with the Blackfeet Nation Stock Growers Association earlier this month to address education shortfalls in that community.
A lot of ranchers are frustrated because we have to deal with these bears and we have to absorb the losses from having them eating our livestock and breaking into things and whatever.
Bradley says a lot of ranchers just don't know there are programs aimed at helping them. That's something FWP hopes its education summit will help resolve. The summit runs Tuesday evening through Thursday morning in Helena. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
More than 1,000 people attended the funeral for a 16-year-old Hardin girl who died of hypothermia after reportedly walking away from an Interstate 90 rest stop on New Year's Day. The body of Selena Not Afraid was found on January 20th. Her funeral was held Sunday in the gym at Hardin High School where she was a student. The search for Selena raised awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous people, and candlelight vigils were held across the state. The circumstances leading to Selena's death are still being investigated. Two ice fishermen were rescued after falling into the water at Holter Lake over the weekend. Sheriff Leo Dutton says three men were fishing when two of them broke through the ice at about 4:30 p.m. Sunday. The third man returned to the east side of the reservoir near the Long Gulch campground to call for help. Members of the search and rescue team and the Wolf Creek Craig Volunteer Fire Department arrived with cold water flotation suits just before 6 p.m. The men were treated for hypothermia. Atlantic Richfield has scrapped a proposal to build a second water treatment plant to lower the level of acidic, metal-laden water that has collected in a former copper mining pit in Butte. The director of state and local affairs for Atlantic Richfield told the Montana Standard there were concerns that reducing the water levels in Berkeley Pit could destabilize portions of the pit's walls. Two competing plans to ask Montana voters to legalize and tax recreational marijuana are underway in the state. MTPR's Corn Cates Carney reports.
A group called ManTanaCan is the latest initiative sponsor calling for a change in the state's policies for marijuana. ManTanaCan is proposing a gross sales tax on the recreational drug of no more than 5% and legal use of the drug for people 18 and older. In a separate campaign, New Approach Montana is working on a ballot initiative pushing for a 20% excise tax on all recreational marijuana. That plan calls for the drug to only be legal for those 21 and older. The campaigns also offer different regulations for the drug's production and distribution. Both proposed initiatives are now before state officials for review, which is required before the Secretary of State's office can give the go-ahead to start collecting signatures in order to qualify for the 2020 ballot. Those signatures are due June 19th. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 11 states and the District of Columbia now have legalized small amounts of marijuana for adult recreational use. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.